In a business landscape where resources are often stretched thin, the ability to achieve big results with a small team is a game changer. Conventional wisdom might suggest that larger teams and abundant resources are necessary for project success, but I think I can prove otherwise. In this episode, I want to dive into the art of crushing projects with limited resources. Whether you're leading a lean team or working with tight budgets, I want to explore strategies to maximize efficiency, foster innovation, and deliver results that rival even the largest organizations. If you've ever wondered how to turn a small team into a powerhouse, this episode is for you. Welcome to Ignoring the Rules, the podcast that dares to think differently about how we work, lead, and succeed in the world of projects. I'm Wayne Robertson, and today I'm tackling a challenge that many of us face, making a big impact with a small team. I want to explore how small agile teams can deliver exceptional results by leveraging creativity, collaboration, and strategic resource management. I'll share inspiring stories of small teams that have made a massive impact, discuss the unique advantages of working with limited resources, and provide actionable strategies to help you maximize your team's potential. So grab your headphones and get ready to be inspired. Let's discover how your small team can crush projects and make a big impact, all the while ignoring some of the rules. How do you get projects done in a small organization? Large companies have a large number of employees and many other resources. But getting projects done in a small organization is tough. The following is a fictional story, as I do not have the permission to reveal actual experiences I've had working in many different organizations. But it does lay out all the key issues I want to discuss. James was a seasoned project manager with a reputation for turning around failing projects, and he was brought in by a small but ambitious tech company, Innovatex Solutions. The company was in the middle of a technical project that had the potential to revolutionize their market position, but it was floundering due to poor management and the lack of clear direction. And so when James met with the upper management, they laid out project requirements. Completion within 6 months. The project had to be finished in a tight time frame to capitalize on a market opportunity. Limited budget. Innovatex was a small company with constrained financial resources, requiring James to be frugal and strategic in spending. And there was high technical complexity. The project involved developing a new software platform with advanced features, requiring a highly skilled and diverse team. So James knew that the key to success lay in assembling the right team. He needed engineers skilled in both front-end and back-end development, server technicians to ensure the reliability and scalability of the infrastructure. He needed architects to design the overall structure of the software platform. And he needed team members to test the system and ensure its robustness. And also needed automation experts because he wanted to streamline the development and the deployment process. So he started by leveraging his extensive network. He reached out to former colleagues and industry contacts, explaining the exciting opportunity at Innovatex. His reputation helped attract top talent willing to work for a smaller company because of the potential for growth and innovation. He hired Emma, a brilliant software engineer with a knack for solving complex problems. He hired Carlos, a server technician known for his efficiency in managing large-scale systems. He brought in Pyra, an architect with a vision for scalable and maintainable software, and Aisha, a meticulous tester who never let a bug slip through. And finally, he recruited Leo, an automation expert who had previously streamlined operations in large corporations. James organized an initial meeting with his new team to discuss the project's scope and objectives. He emphasized the importance of collaboration and open communication. And recognizing the limited resources, he implemented several key strategies. He started with agile methodology, because in the agile approach, breaking the project into manageable sprints with clear milestones was a great help, and this allowed for flexibility and quick adjustments. He also had efficient resource allocation. He carefully allocated the budget, prioritizing critical components, and utilizing open source tools where possible. He also added cross-functional training because he wanted to maximize the team's versatility, and he encouraged cross-training, enabling team members to cover multiple roles as needed. And then he had regular check-ins. He held daily stand-ups and weekly review meetings to ensure everyone was on track and to address the roadblocks promptly. But despite careful planning, the project faced several hurdles. Midway through the project, a key component failed, and that threatened to derail the timeline. James rallied his team, and he worked a couple late nights along with the team to do a workaround. His leadership and the hands-on approach inspired the team. It boosted morale and reinforced their commitment. So, as the project neared completion, he prepared to present to upper management, and he knew they would be eager to understand how he had managed to bring the project to fruition despite all the constraints. In the boardroom, James laid out the journey. He highlighted how he did hiring, hand-picked team of experts who complemented each other perfectly. He also talked about the benefits of adopting agile methodology, which kept the project on track. And his use of open source tools and efficient budget allocation made for cost-effective solutions. And most importantly, the culture of collaboration and flexibility that enabled the team to overcome obstacles quickly. And he presented the final product, a robust and scalable software platform that met all the initial requirements and exceeded expectations. James explained that the success was not just due to his management, but the dedication and the expertise of the team he had assembled. Innovatech's upper management was also impressed. The project was not only complete on time, but also in budget. The new platform was a hit in the market, which propelled them to new heights. And James' success story became a benchmark for future projects, demonstrating that with the right leadership, team, and strategies, even the most challenging projects can be turned to triumphs. So let's dig into this and try to figure out what can be done. How do we get there? And I grant you, I'm going to be warning you, this some of this stuff is so obvious. You're going to, why are we even covering this? But trust me, not everyone has this figured out. First of all, is define the project goals. You have to make sure everyone knows what's going on, every team member. And it kind of sounds like advice you'd give a group of kindergartners, but in a small company, it's critical. Otherwise, you might find your developer designing a new coffee app while you're supposed to be launching a website for shoes. Make sure you clarify those goals as if you're explaining this to someone who has no idea what's going on in the project. Also, use simple tools. In small companies, adopting a project management tool often feels like holding a town hall meeting to decide where to go for lunch. But get this, there's technology that can help. If you take a look at something like Microsoft Teams, it can be fantastic for tracking, information, it's great. You need to talk, and talk a lot, but don't have meetings just to have meetings, but make sure there's clear communication among all the team members. In small teams, delegation is less about distributing tasks and more about figuring out who's less likely to set the office on fire. And remember, just because you could do everything doesn't mean you should. Unless you're also trying to win the employee of the month all by yourself, everybody digs in and helps. And when you hit a milestone, celebrate like you just won the World Cup. Small victories are big paydays in the world of tiny teams. Hey, you may even order pizza. Or if the budget's tight, just a cheerful round of high fives might do the trick. And after every project, this is so important, have a debrief session. The goal is not to burn the participants so badly they go off looking for jobs where the most significant risk is running out of printer ink. You need to sit down, talk this through, and find out what worked and what didn't. So let's talk about some of these things in more depth here. If you begin each project by clearly defining its goals, deliverables, and scope, this clarity helps prevent scope creep and ensures that everyone understands the project's objectives from the start. That is so critical. You also want to use streamlined project management processes. Don't put in big complex things. Avoid overly complex methodologies that are suited for large organizations. A simple Gantt chart can be effective sometimes without overwhelming the team. And utilize project management software tailored to smaller enterprises or teams. But even Microsoft Teams, which can work in both big and small, can do the job quite well for you. Maintain open lines of communication. Regular meetings can help the team stay aligned, but don't overdo it. Don't meeting them to death. Just have team meetings at the right time, address issues promptly. So you want to balance this with the need not to overload the team with meetings. Delegate tasks based on the team members' strengths and capabilities. And in small teams, individuals often wear multiple hats, so it's crucial to balance workloads and not overburden anyone. Now, that's an obvious point, I grant you, but guess what? It's really easy to do. I've done it. Encourage a team culture that is flexible and adaptable. In small companies, changes can and actually do happen rapidly, and the ability of your team to adapt is a significant advantage. With limited resources, prioritizing tasks becomes crucial. You can use methods like the Eisenhower box. Look it up. It may work for you. It may not. It varies. But that can help decide which tasks need immediate attention and which ones can be deferred. Empower team members by giving them ownership of the tasks. Autonomy can boost motivation, can improve efficiency, especially in a small team where each member's contribution is critical. Regularly check the progress of projects. Be ready to adapt plans as necessary. Small teams can pivot easier than large ones, so use this flexibility to your advantage when unexpected challenges arise. Also, recognize and celebrate milestones and successes. I know, that's a constant theme with me. Live with it. This not only boosts morale, but also encourages a culture of achievement and appreciation. And of course, after completing a project, conduct a retrospective to discuss what went well and what could be improved. This continuous improvement mindset can lead to better processes and outcomes over time. And by focusing on these areas, small companies can manage projects effectively despite the challenges posed by having smaller teams. And these strategies help leverage the unique advantages of agility and close-knit collaboration that small teams often enjoy. And that wraps up today's episode of Ignoring the Rules. I'm Wayne Robertson. We've explored the power and potential of small teams and how they can achieve incredible results, even with limited resources. And by embracing creativity, fostering collaboration, and strategically managing what you have, you can crush projects and make a significant impact. So I hope you're leaving with a fresh perspective, on how to leverage your small team's strengths and turn constraints into opportunities for innovation and success. And remember, it's not about the size of your team, but the boldness of your approach that truly makes a difference. So thank you for joining me on this journey. If you found today's episode valuable, please share it with your colleagues and friends. Don't forget to subscribe to Ignoring the Rules for more insights and strategies that challenge conventional wisdom and drive business success. And stay connected with us on social media. Visit the website for additional resources and updates on upcoming episodes, because I'd love to hear your thoughts and experiences on making a big impact with a small team. Please go to WayneRobertson.com for the latest new episodes and additional information. You can find different locations where you can conveniently listen to the podcast. Subscribe to my mailing list, find free documents I have created, news and information about upcoming podcasts. And I also welcome comments about the podcast episodes and subjects you'd like to see in future episodes.